Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You can have whatever you like.
You like.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gator Tots. Holds a gun.
Ice.
And we can clip coupons all night. And baby, you can have whatever you like.
You like.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take you out for dinner anywhere that you please.
Hey.
Like Burger King or Mickey D's. And baby, you can have whatever you like.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. When you think of Weird Al Yankovic, you probably think of his vast canon of song parodies. He launched his career with send-ups of Michael Jackson hits in the 1980s, and in the background, you're hearing his more recent take on the song Whatever You Like by the rapper T.I. But the latest release from Weird Al is not another parody. It's a children's book called My New Teacher and Me.
Well, the truth can seem crazy, like that day in June when my grandfather famously walked on the moon. My grandfather even implied someday he might take me along for the ride. The class started cheering, "Take us! Take us too!" Then Mr. Booth bristled and snapped, "That'll do!"
Weird Al joins me from the studios of NPR West in Culver City, California. Hey, Al, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you very much, John.
So this is not your first children's book. You wrote When I Grow Up, but it's the same character, right? Billy?
It is. It's a bit of a sequel, I suppose. I wasn't ready to let go of Billy. I really enjoyed him as a character in the first book. So these are his further adventures. This is a brand new school year for Billy, and he has a little bit of a run-in with his new teacher. They don't quite get along or see things the same way.
Now, in the online trailer to the book, you point out this is not autobiographical, but did you have a teacher named Mr. Booth?
I never did. I probably drew from a little bit of personal experiences. I did have a couple of teachers earlier in my life where we didn't quite get along
uh-huh.
You know, I had an eighth grade, I won't mention any names, I had an eighth grade electric shop teacher who was a bit harsh, nobody liked him too much, and he would stomp on people's creativity, and I probably drew a little bit from that.
So were you a bit of a handful in shop class?
No, I kind of towed the line. Billy, the character in my book, is more the kid I wish I could have been, because Billy knows how to speak up for himself, and he finds his voice. I was a bit more intimidated at that age.
Mm-hmm. So it's a clash of personalities. You've got this strict teacher, Mr. Booth. You've got the freewheeling, highly imaginative, and very verbal Billy, and he's telling some tall tales. Let's hear a little bit from the audiobook version of Al Yankovic's My New Teacher and Me.
I said, "Hi, nice to meet you, sir. Billy's the name. See, a funny thing happened before the bus came. I was digging to China out in my backyard, and I almost was there when I hit something hard. Well, I dug and I dug and I dug a bit more and discovered the skull of a real dinosaur. And I would have cleaned up, sir, but hey, I'm no fool. I just couldn't be late on the first day of school." For a second or two, Mr. Booth kind of froze. Then he walked up to me, and he looked down his nose.
"I don't tolerate nonsense. No, not one degree. And your story sounds highly unlikely to me."
"Why, of course it's unlikely," I said. "Oh, by far. The awesomest things in the world often are."
That's a little bit from the book My New Teacher and Me from Weird Al Yankovic, although, Al, on the cover, you're credited as just Al Yankovic, no Weird, although Weird Al is in the bio on the back of the book.
A lot of people think that's a departure, but that's sort of the way I've always done it. Whenever I'm in front of a microphone or in front of the camera, I bill myself as Weird Al. But whenever I'm writing or directing or producing or doing anything behind the camera, it's just Al.
Okay. Now, the story here is one of, you know, of imagination, of creativity being allowed to flower, allowed to grow. Is that basically, I mean, do kids need that? Don't they just sort of naturally gravitate towards that sort of creativity?
Well, they do. That's the nature and the essence of being a kid, really. But this book, in a way, is sort of a cautionary tale about having that kind of creativity beaten out of you. Mm. There are people in your life that will maybe tell you to grow up and to and they might stifle some of that childlike wonder. And this is a book that really celebrates imagination.
So who is this book for? Is it for that creative little kid or for the exhausted parent who is reading to him or her?
I like to think that it's for everybody. I mean, ostensibly it's for children 4 to 8 years old, but I would hope that it's a book that parents will enjoy reading to their children, and maybe the parents will take a lesson away from it as well.
There's a little bit of an echo of Dr. Seuss in the kind of rhyming schemes that you use, although in your case, does that come from songwriting or does that come from other things that you've read?
Well, it's all of the above. Certainly, I've been writing song lyrics for a few decades now, and I've got that in my wheelhouse. But I was and continue to be a huge Dr. Seuss fan. When I was a small child, I would check out every Dr. Seuss book from the local public library. I'd memorize them. I'd write them out word for word. I just loved his wordplay and his sense of whimsy. And Dr. Seuss and Shel Silverstein and several others were huge influences on this book.
Hmm. And what about your own daughter? Do you read to her? Or did you read to her when she was younger?
I did. She's 10 years old now. She's a little bit beyond the picture book stage.
Yeah.
But when I first started writing children's books, she was in the perfect demographic. That was one of the reasons why I thought, oh, this will be great. I'll write some children's books. I'll have something to read to my daughter at bedtime. But the process of writing and actually getting the book published takes quite some time. So by the time my first children's book came out, she was really old enough that she was reading it to me for my bedtime story.
We're speaking with Weird Al Yankovic. His new book is called My New Teacher and Me. So was the impetus for the first book, When I Grow Up, was it having your daughter?
That was part of it, but full disclosure, I mean, I've always had a large interest in children's literature. As I said, I was a big Dr. Seuss fan, and in the back of my mind, I always thought that it would be fun to take a stab at kids' lit, and given the opportunity, I jumped at it.
Well, recently we had on the show Sandra Boynton, who, of course, has done tons of board books for very young kids, and has also done a number of board books with music. And was there ever a kind of the idea that, hey, maybe, you know, as long as this rhyming scheme is working so well, maybe I just set a little melody to it, a little beat, you know, make some songs?
Well, Sandra's an old friend. We've been close for many years now. I actually did a duet with Kate Winslet on one of her CDs a few years ago.
Oh.
And yeah, Sandra's wonderful, and I've been a fan of hers forever as well. And to answer your question, you know, I do sort of have the rhythm going through my head, obviously, when I'm writing the words for the children's book. Maybe not so much of a melody, but I could see maybe somewhere down the line, doing what Sandra does, and maybe doing a book and CD combination. But, you know, that would be for the future, I think.
Right. So your last full-length album was Alpocalypse. That was in 2011. Does this second book signal, you know, kind of a new direction? Are you, when you finally wind up the Alpocalypse tour next month, will you be taking time off to write a different sort of thing?
It's not a different sort of thing. I've got one more album left on my contract, and it's not going to be a dramatic departure. It's going to be the same kind of thing you've come to expect from me.
Oh dear!
Actually, yes. Actually, the album, the next album is half done. I've got all the original songs. By originals, I mean pastiches that aren't based strictly on somebody else's music.
Mm-hmm.
I will be starting to work on the parodies when inspiration strikes. But hopefully, the new album will be out sometime in the next 30 to 40 years. We haven't narrowed it down yet.
You know, one of the things about children's books is no matter what happens with social media, the internet, technology, kids always need books read to them. Whereas, you know, your day job as a song parodist has changed utterly because of the internet.
That's true. I mean, what I do hasn't necessarily changed that much, but my place in the zeitgeist has. I mean, I used to have the song parody field pretty much to myself through most of the 80s and 90s, and now there are 20 billion people on YouTube doing funny songs and song parodies, so I'm still doing it, but I'm not unique anymore.
No. The book is called My New Teacher and Me from Weird Al Yankovic, and Al will be appearing at three spots in the metropolitan area. September 25th, he'll be out on Long Island at the Barnes & Noble in Carle Place at 7 p.m., at the Barnes & Noble in Clifton, New Jersey on September 26th at 6 p.m., and you can catch him at the 92nd Street Y on Friday, September 27th at 8:15. When you do these, are these, especially something like the 92nd Street Y, which has a great history of poets and writers coming and reading, will that be what you're doing, or will it be more Q&A? Will there be any music involved? What are you doing these days?
I'm not performing. I'm doing an interview there with Dave Itzkoff from the New York Times, who's a wonderful and talented and very funny person. So that should be a lot of fun. I have no idea what he's going to ask me or what we're going to talk about, but it should be a good time.
All right. One last question, Al, before you go. What's on your nightstand? What are you reading these days?
Oh, what did I just finish? I just read a biography of Alan Sherman. I just read David Byrne's book, How Music Works.
That Alan Sherman book, Overweight Sensation, was kind of a fun read. We did a recent segment on Soundcheck about that. Listeners, you can find it on our archives at soundcheck.org. Weird Al Yankovic's new book is My New Teacher and Me. Al, it's been great fun talking to you again.
Thank you so much.
This is Soundcheck.
Once in a while, maybe you will feel the urge to break international copyright law by downloading MP3s from file sharing sites like Morpheus or Grokster or LimeWire or Kazaa. But deep in your heart, you know the guilt would drive you mad and the shame would leave a permanent scar. 'Cause you start out stealing songs, then you're robbing liquor stores and selling crack and running over school kids with your car.